It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben, wake up. Ben, we got it. Ben. The show.
What?
Ben, huh? are you excited to recap the ultimatum? You gotta say yes.
Oh shit.
You have to say yes.
The ultimatum, I think I fell asleep.
Oh,
about 5 minutes in. I don't know if I can recap the finale.
Well, here's what happened. Everyone said yes, and the reunion. Why? We don't really.
Why would they do that?
I'm guessing wedding photos. Instagram likes.
Wedding photos are cute.
Yes.
They're cute.
It's profitable business decisions. Wedding photos.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why. So I'm going to ask you. Are you excited to recap the ultimatum? You have to say yes.
I just don't know how it's going to look. Like someone like me who's really into business, you know, recapping on a podcast, you know, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Yes.
But I'm not going to use my microphone the whole time.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Okay. If that's what it's going to take. All right, you know, baby steps.
Okay, fine, I'll use it.
All right, okay.
Personal growth.
We're gonna get so many likes on Insta now.
But only because you're using your microphone, I'm gonna use mine.
Oh, there we go. Quality. Our drop shipping business is gonna be off the charts here. And just remember, a drop shipping business is more legitimate than owning two shops and an in-person store.
I was gonna say, we'll get to that, but I was very confused when all that was happening.
I was into cars first. Mine. Yeah, I was into cars like 10 years ago before anybody else ever drove a car.
Yeah,
I actually invented cars.
She's like, I can see myself. I could always see myself in cars. And I was like, well, yeah, me too. Especially when I see a Lamborghini, I'm like picturing myself in the front seat, you know?
Yeah. Ben, I have some overall thoughts on the reunion that I wrote down. Okay. The first is Maria told me, this is my girlfriend Maria, for people who are unfamiliar, she watches,
not listener Maria,
and not Kat's friend Maria, who was on the show.
Yes,
she watches the show at 1.25. Like some people listen to podcasts faster. Nobody listens to us faster because our comedic timing is so important and we don't talk
too
slowly.
And it would be a slap to our face if you did.
Yes. And if you do that, you can keep doing
shame
it
on you.
We need listeners, so don't stop listening anyway.
But also shame on you.
Shame. So I tried it out. James, I went back to normal because we have to take notes, but James talks normally at that speed. He sounded like a normal person. I was like, there's no difference here.
I believe it. That's amazing.
I was like, I'm not getting a difference because I started for a James scene.
I might have thought 2x speed. 1.25 still seems slow for him, but
yeah. No. 1.25. Yeah, two times would have been better, but I was like, did I hit it correctly? And I was like, nope.
Does it give him a little more pep?
Yeah, a little more pep, a lot more tolerable. They should have just...
Wow.
I think if they just snuck it in that whenever he talks, you 1.25 it, it would have been
so
made
James
for a better
After
show.
Dark is at a 1.25 setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he just did one bump throughout the day,
yeah,
on the hour, every hour, James would be a better man.
Yeah. Come on, give Shane a call.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's okay. He doesn't
Netflix
to
community.
The show.
You got a guy. Come on.
If he can get you cheese curds, he can get you a lot of things.
All right. Thought number two. Were there, I don't know when this is filmed. I don't care. Were there COVID restrictions when this was filmed?
I don't know. Yeah.
It feels like it. Like maybe North Carolina had more COVID restrictions than Austin when this was filmed. Because for the
this could have been filmed a ways back. Because
we know that like they held this for a long time, just like the queer. But actually, I don't know if it was. Whatever it was,
I know that Queer Love was and the first season were filmed like right at the height of the pandemic. Like,
yes,
right at the height of it.
Because, it was filmed from September 2022 to December 2022. So no, but it feels like it was.
Yeah,
just because. Like we never had a scene after the changeover or whenever the couples got back together where like everybody hung out again. They didn't put anybody in uncomfortable situations. There was no going out to bars. There was no like this is the first scene they would go out to bars and then we would hear about it later and we'd be like, why aren't you showing this? Like here it was like they were it felt like they weren't allowed to go out, you know? It felt like the bars that they did hang out at were sets. Didn't even go to restaurants. It felt very weird.
There were no drinking games. There were no beer helmets. There was nothing like that. There should have been.
Yeah.
Tailgating parties.
It felt like a COVID-restricted season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have a feeling that it wasn't, even though the one...
Well, look at the season
the
one.
The previous it, one season, was shot at the height of COVID and had no restrictions.
And they were going for it.
Yeah. I was registered. Third overall thought for the finale, and my final one was all of the setups for the proposals were so boring and lame for the first season of The Ultimatum.
You mean camera setups or what?
No, where like where they went for the proposals, the location.
Oh, like to this Botanic Gardens
or yes, whatever. In the first season, they went
They were walking in the woods.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. They sent April's boyfriend and Zay's girlfriend. What's her name? Her name also began with a Z, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't know. They sent them just to like the woods to abscond.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They absconded to the woods.
Yeah.
And then like two people went to a place that looks like a BB gun range. Madeline.
Wasn't there ponies in one area?
There was there was ponies and we heard neighing.
Yes.
Colby and Madeline went to like some weird barn with like candles and shit. And these people just like they were like, fuck it, we'll just go to a botanic garden. It was boring.
Yeah.
It was really representative
well,
of the
you know,
lack of creativity.
I like botanic gardens. I like botanic gardens.
Yeah, but show
they're
one.
Not, they're a nice
garden.
Stroll.
Okay,
they're
but they only nice went stroll. To one botanic garden. Show multiple botanic gardens.
Does North Carolina have more than one?
You think they only have one?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Everything else is just rodeos. Rodeos
barbecue.
And shooting ranges and barbecue.
Barbecue pits.
Barbecue pits full of pulled pork.
You want to go to a botanic gardens, you go to a Clemson game.
That's
South Carolina. Sea of orange
that's
flowers.
That's South Carolina, Ben.
Chapel Hill, then.
Chapel Hill, UNC, Tar Heels.
Or the pickles.
The fighting pickles. Let's go.
The fighting pickles. Yeah.
Let's, I don't know. Lack of creativity. Definitely.
I thought the shots were pretty. I don't know.
Come on.
I like botanic gardens. I like them.
It's so boring.
I go to the Denver Botanic Gardens at least 3 times a year. It's wonderful.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My mother-in-law has a season pass.
Oh, but you didn't wish they had switched up the shots at all?
I do wish they had switched.
It was so funny when they went to the woods and they had like tickets to anywhere in the world. They didn't do that again when they had plane tickets to anywhere in the world, and they actually had an envelope for plane tickets to anywhere in the world.
Oh yeah. Okay, so maybe if they did the bathrooms at the Botanic, maybe if they did the cafeteria at the Botanic Gardens.
Everyone loves cafeterias.
The box office area where you buy your tickets to get in.
Yes.
Someone could propose there.
Yes.
They could say one ticket and one ring, please.
The Botanic Gardens in the Bronx does a train show every year for Christmas.
Yes.
Have you ever been there? Really?
I haven't. It's amazing. Too far.
We've talked about this before.
I used to live right next to the Brooklyn Botanic, so that's where
I've been there too. Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yes.
Yes, I'm also an appreciator of Botanic Gardens, clearly.
I was a member of the Brooklyn Botanic. No big deal.
I like the bonsai trees there. I like the bonsais in the indoor part. Yes. Nice. Big appreciator of bonsais.
Yep. The cherry blossoms in the spring.
Ooh, gorgeous. Of course. Love those in D.C. Love going down to D.C. for the cherry blossoms.
That's pretty.
You know, Newark has some good cherry blossoms, too, little known fact.
You can't help yourself. You have to insert Jersey into everything.
I'm just referencing cherry blossoms. People don't know about the great
beautiful airport too in Newark.
Hey, better than JFK, let me tell you. Woof.
The president?
Yeah. How dare I?
Too soon.
Let's talk about Raya and Trey's proposal. It's not a lot to talk about.
I mean, we could go doing Botanic Gardens for another 45 minutes. We could do that.
I can't wait for the reviews on this one. Oh, they just talked about Botanic Gardens. We don't talk about the episode enough. I'm such a big fan of the Ultimatum Season 2. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. 3 stars.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah, they still give us 3 stars. That's my favorite thing. We'll get a negative review and it won't be a 1 star. It'll be like 3.
This is the worst podcast I've ever listened to. 3 stars. When Trey gets down on one knee, you know, Raya did not seem very enthusiastic.
Oh boy.
Oh, she said oh boy about 5 times. Oh boy. Oh, whoa, Nelly. Hold your horses, partner. Oh, Nelly. Raya says, I came here because I wanted to be ready to marry you. I don't know you. I don't know your middle name. I don't know your last name. I haven't met your family.
They don't know each other.
For sure. This is my first time meeting you. And then she says, well, we might as well get married for the show and figure it out later. So, you know, I guess he got her wet enough in the end. The end.
He pushed her in the fountain that was behind them right after.
Oh boy.
Yeah, they never did explain if the city thing was that wasn't said during the proposal. It wasn't, I will live in the city with you one more year. Will you marry me? They didn't do that. They didn't solve any
wants to walk around and be close to restaurants, okay? He should sacrifice for that.
Absolutely. Maybe there's not a Hooters in the neighborhood.
Thinking, why could one of the setups have been Hooters? Like, that would have been fucking hilarious.
That would have been great.
A poster at Hooters and like all, it's like when they have birthdays at Hooters, like they have stands on a chair and all the girls clap.
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
I could do that for a
proposal. How do you know that, but you've never been to a Hooters?
I think popular culture. Big Daddy? Remember the film Big Daddy?
I don't know, Ben.
I really have not been to a Hooters,
but you're a little shy.
I would own it so fully, Max, if I had been to a Hooters.
Why haven't you been?
I would brag to all my boys.
I can't believe you haven't been. It just is a thing that people have done.
There's not that many out here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's a couple, but yeah.
I could tell you
the exact rows.
My friend's dad took us when we were like 12, you know, for like his birthday. And we all
sounds like a really responsible adult.
It's just big chested women in like shirts. Like it was funny. Like, I don't know. Yeah. That's the problem. What happened? What happened to us?
He ordered you guys beers too.
It's a family restaurant. What bad happened because we went to Hooters? It's not like they like shove their tits in your face. It's not like
I'm not slut shaming Hooters, okay? Come on.
You're slut shaming my friend's dad for taking us to a fun restaurant and giving us a memorable birthday experience.
I just think your friend's dad might be a little bit of a dirty dog.
He was a dirty dog, and we all had a funny time because we thought it was funny that he took us to Hooter when we were all 12. And
the waitresses loved you guys. Just giggling.
They did.
Giggling at the table.
They did. They thought it was great. Everybody enjoyed the experience.
Boners all around the table.
Everybody thought it was fucking hilarious. Everybody had fun. It was good.
Well, I'm glad you could share that with all of us.
Yes. I've been since too. Every time you go, you have a good time.
I've never been shamed for not going to a Hooters before, but thank you for giving me that experience.
Well, because I think you're lying. You're a liar.
I would own it.
The clapping thing is very specific.
If I tell you what, we're reopening our Patreon. If we get
1 million,
if we get 5 new patrons within this next week, I'll go to a Hooters and I'll post the photos on Patreon. How about that?
Can you say it's your birthday?
Yes, I can. I'll do that. Or I could just go on my birthday this year, but you know,
that's far away.
That's far away. We could make it topical and just.
Oh, you have to do both. You have to go to Hooters every day for a year.
So if we get 5, I'll do it. 5.
You're gonna be a Hooters bitch.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
If it gets to 10.
I'm going to tell them Max sent me, and I'm going to say Max said that he was here when he was 12 and he had a boner under the table. And
if it gets to 10, I'm going to work at Hooters.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to apply for a job.
See, now you're making my promise seem disingenuous. I'm actually very serious.
Oh, okay.
Very serious. Yeah.
No, I know you are. I just...
Honey, I have to go to Hooters. 5 people join the Patreon. I don't have a choice.
Max said the fried
pickles. My wife is going to love this.
Max said the fried pickles are really good. He knows that you're
my
vegan.
He knows you're vegan. Here.
They have fried pickles. He told me you should get them. All right, Ryan and James. James said he didn't sleep last night. Do you think maybe his butt implants, like one of them popped, or maybe they set and they got too firm, and you know he couldn't get comfortable in the bed? It was
probably the sex swing he was in. Probably popped his plants.
Yeah. As they drove, I love all the flashbacks to everything that we theoretically saw at most a week ago. That was really helpful.
Yes.
I needed that.
I could have used a whole flashback episode, to be honest, because I forgot who all of them were. Yeah.
Yeah. In confessional, Ryan says she's finally putting herself first. She's not putting somebody's happiness above her own. I'm like, so not like when you said there were certain places you didn't want James to go to grad school. So you've never put your happiness above someone else's before, Ryan?
You're never as happy as when you're living a full house style with your aunts, your uncles, your siblings, with your fiance, and everybody's living together, driving each other nuts. You know, that's when you're
happy. We could all live together in one big bed, my whole family.
It's a triple king that they all sleep in.
Oh, now it's a twin bed, and we're all snug as a bug in a rug on top of each other.
James is on top. You know James is on top. His butt would break the bed, and we all know it.
They meet up. James says when he came on the show, he didn't know what he wanted to do or if he'd be ready, blah, blah, blah. She says she needs commitment. James like fakes her out a few times. He wants to make her sweat. You know, he's doing the TV moments.
Yeah.
He says that he's
not. I mean, he's given up grad school and, you know, you got to fake him out a little bit. That's
yeah. And he says he does this very slowly. I feel like it would have been better at 1.25 speed, maybe 10 speed because it's so boring. He says he's not in a perfect place to start a life with you. Oh, is he not going to propose? He says he wouldn't want to handle these problems with anyone else. And he gets on one knee and he says, will you take this ring as a symbol of my commitment to you? And I'm like, oh, is it going to be a promise?
It's a promise. That's what I thought at first.
I would have been like, is this show going to be interesting? That would have been so
She good. Would have been so mad.
She would have been like, you're going to have to sleep in the garage instead of the house with my family. You can't sleep in the main house.
I've never seen Ryan actually mad before, so that would be fun.
I know.
But that's not a very nice thing, but yes. We're still going to get married one day. I'm betrothed after all.
But then he says, as my commitment to you for the rest of our life. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So they're engaged. We saw that one coming. Kat and Alex. Why did Alex become like a little boy all of a sudden? He lost all of the pep in his step. He's like, oh, I just want to marry you. Oh, I just love you so much. I'm like this little giddy little boy, Alex. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I was like, Alex, you're an egomaniac asshole. That's who you are. That's your character. It has to exist throughout the whole line of the show for your character to make sense. You can't lose that at the end for the proposal. Yeah. You have to say, I can't marry you.
It was weird after he proposed how he said, can we go to McDonald's now?
Please.
Please.
I want Grimace Shake. Grimace Shake from TikTok. And now Papa Shake. Please.
No, this was like a clear tonal change. You're right. For Alex, not for Kat. Kat's always the same tone, but Alex definitely shifted a lot. He was, I guess, a little more sincere.
I'm gonna If Roxanne was around,
then maybe he could have. You know,
it was a stunt double. It wasn't the same Alex. It was somebody else. This didn't make any sense.
It was weird. Yeah.
He says it was the most, when he pulls up, he says it's the most important day of his life. And he is so nervous. He actually threw up a little bit. He said he has weak knees and his arms are heavy.
Wow. Mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti. Yeah.
Mommy spaghetti's on my sweater already.
That reminds me, I want M&Ms too.
They're both, he's like, I'm scared. She's like, it's okay, honey. I'm scared too.
I'm scared to propose to you, mommy.
Well, I see you got a little box in your pocket. Do you want to play with that? Do you want to open that up and we could play with that?
Mommy, I spent 2 months salary from the lemonade stand to propose.
Stupid.
Yeah, so he proposes, they get engaged. I didn't see this one coming. It doesn't make sense.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
At least we get to see Kat pepped up a little bit in the reunion. I'm excited to talk about that.
Roxanne and Antonio, they get like half the episode.
Why wouldn't they? As they should.
Beginning of the episode, Antonio's freaking out. He's like really, really nervous. He's spinning. His mind is all over the place.
Yeah, he's spiraling for sure.
Yeah, well, he just learned that the real Paul McCartney is dead. And his whole world has changed.
Avril Lavigne, too.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne. They replaced both of them. He had no idea until now. He just watched
Elvis is still alive. What the fuck?
He thinks he just saw him in Charlotte.
Andy Kaufman too?
Oh, alive
and well?
He watched a 4-hour YouTube video on this. About all these celebrities that are still alive and or dead. On the car on the way there, Antonio was like, I know there are issues in our relationship. Those issues are me. I suck. I am the reason our relationship is a problem.
I wonder why he has so much self-loathing issues. It's weird because, you know, Roxanne only ever props him up on a pedestal. Yeah. So it's very strange.
Roxanne is wearing like evening attire. Like she's going to like a fancy evening event. I don't know if it was appropriate for the garden.
Well, maybe it was one of those fancy garden events that she thought she was going to.
Yes. But still, you know. not a daytime attire. I think she could have worked on that. You know me in fashion. I got to call it out when I see it, Ben.
You go for it.
Antonio tells Roxanne he is proud of her for being open and giving this a chance. And then he reads a really long note. Guys, these aren't wedding vows. These are you're proposing. Nobody else took out weird notes.
Well, he was going to mail it to her, but he doesn't trust the USPS. I'm sure there's a conspiracy theory there.
Too. Yes. these notes, he's basically like, you trusted me even though our relationship is terrible. So thank you for going on this TV show with me. That I dragged you on, that you didn't even consent to go on, but somehow I got you to come here. And she's like, I hate you. Thank you for tolerating me hating you. Who knows what I'm going to say now? I'm just going to wing it. I love you. No, I'm not going to say I love you. Bye.
And then she's like, here's a paper airplane. Here you go.
Yeah.
Go play with it.
She's like, I learned how to do a paper airplane. So this proposal, I'm going to play the brief clip. She sounds like she has a gun to her head, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Do you hear that?
Yes.
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 It's just... It's like the... It's like the...
It's like Jessica from season one. When she accepted Mark's proposal, it also sounded like she had a gun to her head.
Yeah.
Love is blind, I should say.
I mean, he proposes and she nods and he's like, no, I need verbal confirmation for all to see, for the tape that you are saying that we are engaged. Audio and video confirmation.
Because otherwise... He knows people won't believe it was real.
I know.
People will think it was ChatGPT.
People will be like, that nod was a shake. It was not a nod. She was shaking you off.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Antonio's like, I thought you were going to say no. I was like, well, she barely said yes.
Yeah, take it and run, Antonio.
Yeah, in confessional, she says, you just got to compromise sometimes. I'm like, yeah, this was a compromise.
I like, too, that to really try and get her to say yes, he didn't buy one ring, he bought three rings. She can't say no to three. There's no way.
There's no way. Oh, she's a strong woman.
I'll bump it up to 12. I'll give her 12 rings.
So James says he was glad he was given the ultimatum, but hopes there won't be ultimatums in the future, like about kids. Well, just you wait. That's probably coming in like 3 months. We need 10 babies to fill up this house. My family's house.
We need some more workers on the farm.
Trey and Raya. Raya says, I'm going to be a wife and work his nerves. Trey says, everything is going to be a we from now on. Raya says, I don't know how a relationship would have lasted without this experience because I was so guarded. Yeah, I mean, it's hard, you know, to really be comfortable around total strangers, you know?
Yeah.
Like Trey. You know, you don't know.
Trey, yeah.
Kat and Alex, nothing. Roxanne and Antonio, you know, Roxanne says something that, you know, we expected her to say.
I'm fucking engaged.
I'm fucking engaged. Two guns in the air. Bam, 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 bam. 41 gun salutes, motherfucker. Bam, 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 bam.
This is just me fucking luck. Fucking engaged once again.
Guns, me fucking, I'm fucking engaged. I'm going to fucking shoot myself in the fucking head. And then you.
I don't need a fucking pot of gold. I got a fucking diamond right here, mate.
I fucking forgot my Beretta at home, and now I'm fucking engaged. She put a gun to my fucking head. Now I'm be fucking betrothed. Fuck. I'm fucking engaged now.
Don't even have me fucking pasties on, man.
Roxanne says she has a lot of doubts, but what she learned is you're always going to have doubts, you know? Everybody gets married, and they don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And he opens the car door for her.
Oh, someone's listening.
That's good. Symbolism.
This next, she's going to have him polishing her shoes at night, I think. That's the next step. She's going to buy one of those things where she sits up.
A shoe shine station?
A shoe shine station and have him.
Yes.
Buffing the shoes
while she reads the paper.
While she reads the business section of the paper.
Of the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal, exactly.
So this reunion, is this the watered down Vanessa you people want? Is this what you want? Is this the reunion that you people want?
Congratulations, you did this. And yeah, it's your fault.
You did this by cyberbullying Vanessa.
We tried to warn you. Yeah. Don't say we didn't try and warn you.
She attacks men. Yeah, it's good. Attack the men. It makes it a more interesting reunion. God.
Especially if they're serial killers like Paul was.
Yeah, come on. I think Roxanne went hunting right before this. She went hunting and then took the feathers of the birds and stuck them in her collar. I think it was cool. They're very representative.
Yeah, of her probably hobbies. A business hunting trip.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, she have time with some business. Yeah, with some clients.
Yeah, she went hunting with Dick Cheney. she tried to bring Alex.
Dick loves pasties. Dick
she tried to bring Antonio with her. You know, just knowing Dick's history with hunting.
Dick is very. Dick is very pokey nipples, so he's very into pasties.
The Cheneys love their pasties.
Just genetically very pokey nipples, especially on Dick's side of the thing.
Oh, especially the day that they went into Afghanistan, his nipples were really hard. Really hard. They were poking out wide.
Oh yeah. Nick and Vanessa, Nick is like, you all look incredibly nervous. And they're like, yeah, because we saw the last Ultimatum reunion and that shit was fucking crazy.
Hell yeah. Did
you guys see? That was scary, okay?
This is going to be nothing like that.
No. But Lisa and Brian are back. The queen has returned. It's yes. About time. They
Lisa
brought her
Simpson
back.
And Brian from Family Guy.
Oh, yes. The queen and kings of comedy. Vanessa's like, where's my baby? Where's my baby? Why isn't she here right now? Where's
it's an official ultimatum baby.
I want to kiss the baby. Let me kiss the baby.
I think she eats them, doesn't she? She eats every baby that...
Dude, she's from what I hear on Twitter, it's true. Antonio was tweeting about it. So they're still together. They're great parents. The baby boy is 7 weeks old. Apparently, it was real. I don't know.
It was... I don't know.
Photos don't mean anything.
They could have just had a friend's baby come
it's
over.
It's her friend Cindy's baby who gave her the positive pregnancy pee. They just wanted off the show. I don't believe this for a second. So they're like, so you guys didn't think it was a positive. You guys didn't think that the pregnancy was real to the cast. And Brian's like, yeah, because we didn't show up to like Yeah. So like the dinner or anything, we just like pieced. Makes sense to me. You know, we didn't go. And Roxanne apologizes. And Brian's like, yeah, everyone's entitled to their own perspective. And then Raya's like, hey, Lisa called me the Hooters bitch. That was fucked up. That wasn't cool. It was rude, disrespectful, tasteless. And Lisa just goes, I don't care.
Lisa pulled an Alex. She was like, I'd do it again.
Yeah, I don't regret what I said. It wasn't based off of her job, but you called her. This is when we learned that Lisa also worked at Hooters.
Don't you love the irony? Don't you love it?
Well, no, I think it makes sense because she knows what people who work at Hooters are really like, you know?
Yeah.
From her perspective, I'm saying that's what she's, you know, she's like,
right.
I used to work at Hooters. I know what my coworkers were like. You know what my coworkers were like, Brian, and you would go and date somebody just like me. Like you're
piece
dating
of shit.
Like you're dating the younger version of me.
Whoa.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like
I know.
It actually does add insult to injury. It's like, okay, so out of everybody here, you're going after the younger version of me.
But everybody was going after versions of either themselves or their partners, you know.
Yeah, that's but not the younger, not the younger version necessarily.
Yeah. But she does last I checked, Raya doesn't play basketball, so
that is true. That is true.
Can she not? I mean, if she can't ball, then yeah. To me, there's no comparison. No, I mean,
Lisa isn't a swinger, so what was she doing on the show? You have to be open to swinging to be on the show. You know, yes. She's a hooper, but she's not
especially
a swinger.
Sex swinging.
Yes.
For multiple people on the show.
But once Roxanne gives her the hormones excuse, Lisa...
She runs with it.
She runs. She apologizes. Once she apologized, I was very upset. I was like, wait, you were so unapologetic, and then you apologize and say you regret it. Like, what is happening?
I don't know.
She even posted on Instagram a long, like screenshot of a signed apology for her actions.
Yeah. Hooters bitches got to stick together. You know? That's all it is. At the end of the day.
Yeah. And then we get an own silver goblet, sippy cup, and pacifier. Now available online at the Netflix store.
Yeah. They were like, remember this bit? Let's do it again.
Because we are out of ideas for this reunion because nothing happened this season.
Well, they should have given them nothing. They should have opened the box and there was nothing in there. And they said, this is because you gave us zero entertainment. Thank you.
Yes. Now fuck off. The reunion's over.
You left after the first episode. You should have swung even with a baby inside of you. Thank you.
Then we get a 20-minute nearly wed game.
Yeah.
The first one, I'll just quickly. Who do you think your lady was most nervous about seeing at the reunion? James and Ryan, they said Trey together, Trey and Ryan. Was anything interesting in this one?
Let's see. Kat said Nick.
Roxanne said no one. She was fucking like,
she's so fucking cool, dude.
She's coolest.
Like, you know what I like about Roxanne?
She's honest.
She's not like every other person.
Yes.
You know, she's a little different. And I think that's fucking
cars.
Rad. I think that's fucking rad, dude. She's not afraid to say fuck. She's not afraid to say what's on her mind. And like, yeah, so I don't wear a ring. Maybe I'm a little bit of a fucking weirdo. Yeah, maybe I'm just a little different from everybody else.
Yeah.
A little more edgy than everyone else.
Some people would call her an asshole, but we know that she's just a little weird and cool.
Yeah, cool, but especially cool.
Who is your lady celebrity hall pass? Vanessa says Ryan Reynolds. Why does Ryan Reynolds keep... She is the same...
Everybody... They're hot for Mint Mobile. What can I say?
She is the same hall pass... as Ryan and James, because James earlier in the season said that if there was a threesome, he would want to be in a threesome with Ryan Reynolds, but just talk to him. Yeah. Everybody wants Ryan Reynolds' stupid smug face to talk about Mint Mobile, which he sold. But, you know, he would probably still simp for him.
I bet for James, though, it's more like Deadpool is what he wants. He doesn't want Ryan Reynolds. And it's, you know, as we find out, because he likes the BDSM stuff.
I was going to say, like, sounding and stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, Deadpool looks, you know.
Oh, isn't like a gimp suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that makes sense. I like that.
I'm putting it all together here. You
yes.
know?
Vanessa thought that hall pass meant flirt, not a hookup.
Yeah. And then that's when Nick was going like this. I guess I fucked up.
I was hoping that Nick would be like, oh, mine is Jessica Simpson.
Or he just pointed to one of the ladies there. He's like, mine is Kat.
You're all celebrities now. All right, so Raya's was Morris Chestnut. Handsome man.
I don't know who Morris Chestnut is.
Morris Chestnut, he was in Boys in the Hood, and he was in like the Best Man movies.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, he's a handsome man.
You've
he's
seen him man. You've also
oh, I've seen him in everything, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen him in a lot of stuff. He's very attractive.
He's a very handsome man. Yeah.
Yes. He also has a great name. Morris Chestnut, what a name. Alex said Chris Hemsworth, but Kat said Tommy Shelby because nobody knows Cillian Murphy's name. Is it Killian or Cillian?
I think it's Killian.
I think it's Killian. When I said Cillian, I was like, yes. No, it's Killian because he's Irish.
Yes. It's fucking Killian, Mike. It's
fucking Killian. Antonio said Ryan Bingham, but the answer was main dude from Peaky Blinders.
So again, Killian Murphy.
Killian Murphy. I was like, Killian Murphy? I'm like, what? Everybody's watching Peaky Blinders?
I know. Have we ever seen Peaky Blinders?
Aren't we past when Peaky Blinders was even a thing? Why are you Peaky Blinders?
People are obsessed with Peaky Blinders.
Was Killian Murphy the main guy in Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Why okay,
they should say
it's just funny because they haven't seen Oppenheimer yet when this came out.
Yeah,
so it's just funny that they're all into Killian Murphy at this point because Peaky Blinders had ended before. It's just so random. Yeah.
I'm more of a Killian Murphy from Sunshine, Danny Boyle's Sunshine.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
that's a the sci-fi horror film that he made.
James says Edward Cullen. The main character from Twilight.
From Twilight, yeah.
Yes. Robert Pattinson, but Ryan said Ryan Reynolds. But she said she would have said Edward Cullen, but didn't think that James would get it.
The thing I like about Ryan Reynolds is he's got the same first name as me. I think that'd just be a real hoot. We could talk about our name all day.
Brian says Young Miami because he's like, no way I'm saying a man. No way.
Yeah.
No
way. Smart.
But Lisa said she also would have said a woman. She said no one, but she said Young Miami was a good answer. Who
cheating.
Are you...
She cheated.
Yeah. Who are you most impressed? Or who are you most surprised got engaged? James and Ryan said Raya and Trey.
Excuse me.
Raya and Trey, I was pretty surprised, but everybody said Roxanne, except for Alex said Roxanne. Kat said everyone. She's surprised that everyone in total got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Kat. All right.
What a political answer.
She's such a fucking... That's just her. She's willing to take a stance.
Just
that's
fucking
her.
Run for she president take a already, stance. Kat.
People are like, she really stood up for herself this. Well, she still can't take a stance. She can stand up for herself. She doesn't stance. She doesn't stand.
She should have been like everybody, because I thought all of you guys were fucking losers.
Yeah.
None of you should have gotten married.
Exactly.
Then she should have flipped off each one individually, one by one across the room.
So they talk to Roxanne and Antonio, and she's like, last time we saw you, Antonio got down on one knee and said yes. Antonio says, barely. And I'm like, are they not engaged anymore? No, they are. Don't worry. But they say there's a difference. Roxanne says it's a different league. And Antonio rolls his eyes. He's
still in Pee-wee. He's still in Pee-wee.
He's like, why do you have to bring it up that I'm in Pee-wee? So Antonio,
he's like, I just purchased Microsoft from Bill Gates last week, and you're still saying it's not as good as your
Apple.
Business.
You're not as good as my pasties business. Yeah, she says they're not where they need to be, but they're both, at least they're both entrepreneurs now. He says he is the owner of a car wash in South Georgia, has signed on with a car customization franchise, and is an approved franchisee, and has the rights to open two more stores in Atlanta. So he's going to convert the car wash into a car customization shop. But apparently Roxanne has always dreamed of working in cars. So
I'm confused about how him having those two businesses are far worse in a different lower league than her thing.
He has the rights to open two more stores, but does that count? Look,
I'm seeing him at any time in the day, then we're not in the same league. He needs to be working so much that I literally never see him.
Look, she works a full-time job and then has a dropshipping business that isn't profitable yet, okay? She's a successful entrepreneur, all right?
The only time she wants to see him is in a Slack channel posting his numbers for the day.
I just, don't understand any of this. I mean, I don't know how serious this car wash thing is. It sounds cool to me. Is Antonio, the whole thing could be in his head, you know? It could be a conspiracy. It could be in Minecraft.
Car washes are, they're apparently good business ventures.
It could be in Grand Theft Auto Online. He could be making up the whole thing.
That's true. You're right.
It could be in Second Life.
It could be Car Wash, the game on Steam.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Like a sim game where you run your own car wash.
We'll have to figure it out.
I mean, that's what Roxanne makes it seem like.
Nick asks Roxanne if there's room in her life for marriage and her career. You see Antonio shaking his head. Roxanne says no in the current state. Vanessa points out Roxanne is wearing a ring on every finger but her ring finger.
Isn't that
nice? Fucking hilarious. What a great reality TV character. Roxanne's like, oh, am I an asshole? She doesn't get why she has to wear a ring and Antonio doesn't. Well, did you buy Antonio a ring?
Yeah.
Why don't you buy him one?
Buy him a ring.
Buy him an engagement ring and say, why don't we both wear them?
I like that she does this thing in this episode. I don't know if it was in this segment or if it was down the road, but she said, sometimes like my tone of voice and like the way I deliver things to people, it might've been with the cat thing. She goes, it makes it seem like I'm an asshole, but I'm really good intentioned.
Yes.
And I'm like, I love hearing that line. I've heard it in real life before where it's like, people just can't take accountability for saying something that was a dickish thing to say. And so they'll be like, no, it's just my tone. Like, it's just my tone of voice. And it's like, no, I know. And your tone is an asshole. Like, you're just an asshole.
If she didn't want to wear the ring and that was the only issue she had with engagement and marriage and was her only red flag about her personality as a whole and she wasn't wearing a ring on every other finger.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, if she was like, I don't like wearing rings at all. I don't like the idea of them. Maybe we didn't get engaged.
100%.
And I don't wear a ring or I keep it with me. I would be
I don't wear my ring 24/7, you know.
You don't? Ben! You hate Amy.
Not when I'm at Hooters.
No, you can't wear your ring in Hooters.
Oh shit, did I see that?
No, I'm like, but this is so like, just like, obviously she, oh god, it's so bad.
Yeah.
So the original excuse was that the ring didn't fit, but now it is, he's like, but obviously it's her lack of pride in me. And so she took it off the next day and put it in a box and she has it with her. And then he put it with two other nice rings and she just still keeps it in a box. He needs to just keep adding rings. You know, until she likes it enough.
I like how, like, it's really funny just how much she nags Antonio just on a constant basis to the point where Antonio just becomes so self-loathing and like, no, it's me. It's me every time. It's me.
Like, I do feel bad for him, but at the same time, I'm like, you guys have known each other for 8 years. Like, I know that, like, it's not all his fault, and that when people get in these relationships, like, it's hard to get out of that cycle. But at some point, like,
oh yeah,
it's so obvious, man.
The resentment's gonna boil up.
He knows, he's very aware. Like, he is self-aware at this point, and you can see, like, he knows what
he doesn't like being told. He likes to say it himself. He doesn't like being told it from.
Yes, I'm like, I feel bad for him, but like, he knows the situation that he's in.
He does.
He definitely likes how she treats him to some extent. Maybe, I think, I don't know. I just, like, some people are, I was reading online, people, you know, I like to hear other people's opinions. You know, people are like, Antonio deserves better. I'm like, Antonio could break up with her.
He could. He could.
You know, and he's with her, and Antonio's not a perfect person. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think he's like a super nice guy. He said, yeah, I'm the most selfish person in the world. I didn't think that was a very good.
Maybe that's just something Roxanne told him many times over and he started to believe it.
Yeah, but if he's eating that up, I mean, I just don't like to totally like blame, you know, just to be like, it's all Roxanne's fault. You know, I'm like, he's putting up.
He does eat up anything that's told to him, as we know from all the YouTube videos he watches.
Well, exactly. So. And I'm like, that's his fault.
Men, go to therapy.
Men, listen to our podcast.
Not gonna happen.
Go on reality TV or listen to
that's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
If there are any male listeners, please let us know. We'd love to know if we
know
any.
We have some. We know. Alex Lake.
He only listens to our circle recaps. Hoping to hear his name.
Vanessa asks Antonio if she would marry Roxanne if he would marry Roxanne right now. And Antonio is like, yes, because Nick is an ordained minister.
Yeah. And Roxanne, one of these days they're going to get a bite on that. One of these days.
And Roxanne goes, no. And she runs out of the studio.
Yeah.
Because it would be a real marriage.
See, they could have enticed her by saying, you get to sign a marriage contract.
Yeah.
Roxanne, you get to sign something. It's business
related.
There's
a signing bonus. Yeah, Nick is an ordained minister and Vanessa's a notary. So it really works out.
Oh, good. That's really convenient.
Yeah, it's cute.
She's got her stamp and everything there, huh? That's awesome.
So Kat and Alex, they have... they're getting married on May 10th next year of when this is filmed. Apparently things have shifted because Alex is more ready to have a house and he has baby fever. And Roxanne is like, well, that's a surprise because on our dates, he was talking about babies like crazy, Kat. So why is that? What? He's a liar. And Kat's
lying to you, Kat. Divorce him. Yeah, divorce him.
And Kat's like, no, it's like instead of just talking about it, he like really wants to do it. Okay, Roxanne, we had those conversations.
It's so fun. Like, it is really funny watching Roxanne be aggressive with Kat because Kat is not fazed by that sort of behavior coming at her because she's always just gonna give the same type of response and it's just gonna keep driving Roxanne nuts the more she does it.
Yes, Alex says that he had no ill intent and didn't know he would make Antonio think that he wanted to steal his girl. Roxanne is like, I see through the bullshit. James was like, I had no idea what was going on that night. Trey says there was stuff you could have elaborated on more, especially based on when we saw you meet Kat's friends, but I don't think you had bad intention. And Roxanne then goes, this is like, that's what I was trying to tell Kat at girls' night. Then we see these 10 seconds of never before seen footage at ladies' night that didn't illuminate
anything. Yeah.
That was so...
It was pointless.
It was so weird. It was basically just Kat being like, it's fine. And Roxanne saying, you came into this with a bias towards Alex and our relationship. It
was weird after that 10-second clip, by the way, where
a
big gotcha sticker came on
yes.
right at the end.
Sorry, crazy. This is what the footage did. Roxanne says, does it ever make you sad that Alex questions you because he's not a genuine person? Kat's like, I don't think this is from a good intent, so I don't want to talk about it. That's the never before seen footage.
Yeah.
It's like, that's basically what we
that
saw.
Only supports what Kat is saying in this
yes.
discussion. Yeah.
So that's when Roxanne says, that's when Kat says, you came into this with a bias towards Alex in our relationship. So everything you said, I just didn't trust you, which we already knew because we can read body language. Yeah. You know, we saw their full discussion.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny that Roxanne in this situation takes her and Kat even says, you know, she's self-aware of what she does, which is she's an agreeable listener, which is like what a, you know, it's like we joke about it all the time on the podcast, what a therapist does, where they go, okay, and Roxanne is taking that, is completely misunderstanding it to mean that yes, I agree with you, but really it's just her being polite. Like Kat's just being polite, she doesn't want to get in a fight. That's all it is.
I did like how that was kind of like a snide apology, though. She was like, yes, I do apologize for being an agreeable listener. That is something that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And then I do like a Roxanne is like,
yep.
All you guys do is fake apologize. I give real apologies, and I'm a good person, and you and Alex just fake apologize to me. What is wrong with you? And I'm like, it's true. All they do is fake apologize to you, but it's because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Although Alex,
it's because they don't want to get into it further.
Yeah.
That's why, because it's not worth it for them.
Well, Kat definitely...
But I wish they would for entertainment's sake. But you know, truth be told, they're just trying to.
But then I like how Antonio's on. Like, I would help you guys with the flat tire. I like your apologies. Remember when it called you a shitbag? I don't think you're a shitbag. And Alex was like, that was funny. The show's funny. Shitbag. Who calls people shitbags? Antonio's like, I don't know.
Antonio's trying to balance out the energy over there.
Antonio's like, you guys are fine. This is crazy times. My only beef is with Roxanne.
She's just a little edgy. She's just weird, you know?
That's because Antonio's like, I don't dislike you because I did watch the show back and... you clearly were not trying to steal Roxanne from me. So
yeah,
I can't be mad at you. I mean, I know that sounds a little too reasonable for Antonio, but based on his actions, I don't think that he dislikes Alex anymore.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. Because he wasn't. And that's what Alex said. He's like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to give you,
I think Alex, I think he reacted Antonio reacted the way he did towards Alex beforehand because he was afraid of losing Roxanne. I think it was all based out of fear. That's all.
I think Alex like didn't understand. First of all, I do think Alex is an asshole. I do think he's really egotistical and full of himself. I think he is similar to Roxanne, but I think that he didn't understand. Like, he's honest when he's saying, I didn't understand that when I was being honest to you, that I was giving you the impression that like I was trying to steal Roxanne from you. Because Antonio didn't even say that to him. Antonio didn't go like, you think I don't know that like you're trying to steal Roxanne from me? I think Antonio said that in confessional. So like if that, you know, like that wasn't like what was, you know, I don't think Alex even knew what was going on.
No, not at all.
Alex was like, why are you like, I'm just trying to help you. Like, you know, like.
Yeah. No, like, and Alex is throwing shade in that too. He's like, trust me, my intentions were never to go after Roxanne.
Yeah, you and know, like it definitely wasn't.
He's doing that like shady sort they of hated backhanded each other. Compliment
they
thing.
Hated
yeah,
each
like,
other.
It's
you
no
know?
Secret. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were throwing each other under the bus like a little too far, too. You know, it was like Roxanne, like, why are you trying to sabotage Alex's relationship with Kat? Like, it's so like, I don't know. But I think that, you know, like, so like Antonio does need people saying like she really hates you, you know, because
he doesn't want to hear that from anyone else, though,
because Alex doesn't dislike Kat. Like, that's not like
no
it's a lot different than like what's happening. Oh, yeah. It's not, they don't have, like at least for what we were shown, they don't have, like, a bad relationship, at least from what I know. Like, Kat's just overly agreeable, you know?
Antonio could end up being the most successful person on the planet, and he's still going to feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Precisely.
That's how this is going to go.
Well, do you know who I'm happy for? Trey and Raya, because they're doing a destination wedding, spring of 2025.
I can't wait.
A gold wedding. She's going to wear a gold dress.
Like, is that what they said? I missed that.
Yes, because she talked to us in the beginning of the show, too. She wants to wear a gold dress and have a gold wedding.
Sick.
This shit. Like, she probably saw on TikTok.
Real gold.
I bet he's going to spend so much money on it. And after the wedding, she's going to look at pictures and go, this wasn't nice as Kim and Kanye's wedding in Italy where John Legend played. And Jaden Smith dressed up as Batman. Yeah. The white Batman suit. And Andrea Bocelli sang.
I saw that.
Where was Andrea Bocelli? Where's John Legend? You fucked up.
They could have James dress up as Batman or just in a gimp suit.
Yes.
For their wedding. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
This wasn't like Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian's wedding. You know, that was couture. That was couture. What is happening?
Why not an all orange wedding? I don't understand.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Be so sick.
You know, work schedules hit them again, but they've been working through getting on the same page. And but they're, you know, working those doubles at Hooters and whatever his mystery job is that we don't know. He's in the mob.
Or the CIA.
He's in waste management. That's why he lives in the suburbs, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good cover. It's a good cover.
The relationship is like night and day from what it was before. They didn't know each other. Now they know each other. It's a big difference.
Yeah. They know each other's favorite color. They know each other's favorite movie. It's great.
Yes. They talk about Raya talks about how James said that she shouldn't be with Trey and insinuated the same to Trey. James said at the time he didn't see a lot of growth, and he's like, it's because we didn't talk. And it's like, yeah, whose fucking fault was that?
Yeah. I mean, come on, James.
Yeah. He said he was surprised because he didn't know if Raya was ready. Ryan says she was surprised because she never saw the feelings that Raya had for Trey. She said it was very one-sided. Trey's like, you know, that's fair because I had the same questions. Apparently, Raya had never initiated And I Love You before.
With Trey?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wild.
Before?
Before going on the ultimatum to get married.
Before he proposed to her, Raya had never said, I love you to Trey.
Wow.
Maybe I love you
too. Her and Roxanne could be close friends.
This is insane that these people are agreeing to get married. I think this is a little weirder than Matt and Colleen. I think I saw more chemistry.
Yeah.
I think
Roxanne not saying I love you too is weird. Like, this is, it's all very strange.
I know Matt and Colleen were like, it's insane they got married. It's insane they live separately. But like they
these
fight.
These people are weirder. Yeah.
They fight right. All the time. Matt and Colleen, I see, and like we're like they're together for all. I see chemistry between them.
They do say
they
love
fight
too,
and they're weird, but they seem in love, and they have this. And I can see why they like each other. Like, they're weird. You
it
know?
May be toxic sometimes on camera, but
it's toxic on camera. But also, like, they do the weird bow
rap. There's at least passion. There.
This is what weird. I say. This is what I always say on shows, Ben, and I'll never stop saying it. We see Matt and Colleen laugh together. We never see Trey and Raya laugh together, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just very weird, Trey and Raya never.
The seen... not electively saying I love you thing is just batshit crazy for someone who's not like.
Yes.
If you're getting married and you haven't said I love you, that's a huge red flag.
I got to say, huge. I think Trey is boring, but I appreciate how honest he is because it's good for reality TV.
Yeah.
At least if he's going to be boring, at least he's like, hey, like, I have feelings for Ryan. Like, I'm going to be an open book and because of the process, and also be like, yeah, I agree with you guys. I think it's fair that like he's
and he's still got such a friendly face. He's got like a nice smile. And when he says these things, it's like, it's hard to be, you know, it's hard to get mad at the guy, you know. But I could totally see how Raya would be hurt by him saying I caught feelings and things like that.
No, I know.
But it's just so funny because he's just got the got the nicest face. You just can't.
She's like, I'll be mad at you for 2 weeks. And then, you know, if you promise me a gold wedding, we can get engaged.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, like I agree with you, James and Ryan. Like, it's fine that you were surprised. You know, Ryan never said that she loved me. Like, why would she say yes to a proposal? That's insane. Like, we are crazy. Like, yeah.
Yep.
She said it was difficult watching Trey's relationship with Ryan. Raya says he downplayed his feelings and like it was weird. And watching it back, it was definitely more significant than he said it was. But watching it, I was like, I mean,
yeah,
I mean, I know. I mean, we talked about it. He was down bad. He must have downplayed it. He was down bad. He definitely had feelings for her.
James.
No,
Trey,
because Raya said it was difficult watching Trey's relationship with Ryan.
Right.
Trey was down bad.
Yes, yes. James was down bad in a weird way. It was like every time Raya would walk into the room, he'd be like, I'm not going to have sex with you.
Yeah, James wasn't down bad. He was, he's like, him and Ryan were like so ready to just be with each other, you know? Yeah. They regretted being on the show. James did. Ryan says she developed a connection with Trey, but she was always thinking about James. We know. So Ryan and Trey never spoke after the proposals. And James said he wouldn't care, but Raya is like, they are not allowed to text. You can like each other's posts, but do not talk. And honestly, I think it's fair because he had feelings for her. Like, obviously she doesn't want them talking. It's like, but
they didn't say naked pictures. They only said text, right?
Yeah, it's true. You can send nudes, but don't talk. It's a little, words speak louder than actions. That's what they say.
Yes.
Just don't sext. I like how Nick suggested a group chat for the four of them. I think that would be nice.
It's kind of funny that they don't have a group chat for all of them. You would think, but I just think
it's a little messy.
For this show, especially.
Yes.
Yeah.
James and Ryan have a wedding date. James proposed again, and it was a more intimate experience with a photographer. Very intimate. Very intimate proposal.
The last one didn't count on the stupid show. This one is what really
counts. It's very intimate. Instead of a guy filming you, you have a guy taking a picture of you.
Yeah. I was so surprised. I just thought he had his friend from work, who's a professional photographer, following us up the Appalachian, taking our pictures just for fun. I had no idea something might come out of that.
They are living together, but as we discussed, it's with her parents, and her siblings.
Ryan's dream come true. It's like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Everywhere you look, there's a heart and people who need you.
Yeah.
But they're looking for a house.
A house that we can build on top of this house and then connect the staircase to the new house so it's all one big house.
James is going to be Jesse. He's gonna ride a motorcycle and he's gonna join a band. It's gonna be real great.
When Ryan talks about her life with James, Trey looks so sad. I thought he was gonna cry.
He did not look at it. And it sounds like he's getting into fights with all of her siblings. That's just what it sounds like.
Yeah, James is sad, but I was talking about Trey looks sad.
Oh, Trey. Yeah.
I want to live in that house.
I want to live with all of her.
He's like, family. I'll do anything to be with you.
Let me cuddle up in that twin bed.
I'll do anything. So this is Ryan says that she doesn't like that James stays up till 4 a.m. And he says he's on his computer doing various things. And I was like, what is James doing until 4 a.m.?
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate 3, dude. But I feel like he would have said, I'm gaming. When he said various things, I said to myself,
you is kinky.
And
yeah.
And oh boy, was I right. Because in this never before seen footage, Where the fuck was this? We saw so much boring shit. We could have been seeing kinky sex every episode between James and Ryan.
Yeah. And maybe with Raya and Trey too, because they were going to experiment with something.
Yeah, we could have seen the sex dungeon in your background right now, which
last I checked, there's no they can put whatever they want on Netflix. It's
exactly they can do anything. So we see him and Ryan. We see Ryan put flower handprints on his huge ass.
Nice.
Apparently, they have a big bench in the shower for shower sex to make shower sex less difficult.
Hell yes.
Ryan hasn't faked any orgasms because of James' skill in the bedroom.
Wow.
Wow. They do hot wax stripping. That's cool.
That was cool.
I was like, I would watch 10 minutes of them doing that. Like, what's the problem here?
Half hour even, why not?
Yeah. I remember when I was 12 and my friend's dad took us to a sex show in Berlin and we watched people do hot wax dripping. Do you guys ever do that when you were 12? It's for his cousin's birthday.
Your friend's dad's a weird guy. Why he never took you to Chuck E. Cheese or anything like that. Dave and Buster's.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is.
No, just, you know, sex shows, Hooters.
Brothels,
peep shows, stuff like that.
Some crazy nights in Tijuana.
Perversions excursions, we called them. James says they do mid-level bondage. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? You know, I wonder what mid-level is. Until this quote came up.
True, but I don't think my grandma knows what a sounding rod is.
A sounding rod?
You know, I'm right there with Vanessa and Nick. I didn't know what it was either.
Really?
Yeah, let me guess. When you were 12, your friend's dad showed you what a sounding rod was.
Well, he bought us all sounding rods for his birthday. For my birthday, we all got sounding rods.
I had a feeling that there was something like that for you.
No, but yes, I did. I did know what a sounding rod is. Okay. Like Kat googling various things.
Yeah.
I have not sounded that sounds terrifying, sticking something up your urethra voluntarily. Yeah. I will just say that.
Ouch.
No, thank you. Now, Kat, I've not looked up what she does in the hospital, but her knowing that,
she's a nurse, I think.
Is she a nurse?
Yeah, I think I saw something online that said she was a nurse.
Well, I thought maybe she does because she works like the 7-to-7 shift, and I'm like, of course she knows what it is. Like, what if she works in the ER? People come in with things stuck up their butt and penis all the time.
I had the same thought. I thought maybe a sounding rod got stuck inside someone. That could have been it.
But no, seriously. You said Googling, but maybe she
so professional that she didn't want to say that because it's not right to expose patients like that.
Yeah, she'd want to break HIPAA.
Yes. So maybe, wouldn't you buy that?
She didn't want to break HIPAA when a 12-year-old came in from their birthday party with a sounding rod up their dick.
Smiles still on those kids' faces because they just had the best day of their lives.
Yeah, they came from Hooters. So they're on the dick. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure James does sounding because that was too specific.
Oh my god!
I mean, just listen how he says it, and I love the music that they play. The whole thing is
whatever he wants to say. I'm not really into sounding. It's too late at that point, James. It's too late. Everybody thinks.
But I don't think my grandma knows what a sounding rod is.
I don't think my grandma knows what a sounding rod is.
He says it like he wants her to know. Though.
I know. It's very weird.
So much excitement.
I don't think my grandma knows what a sounding rod is. Not yet.
Yet.
See, you talk so slowly.
Hi, Grandma. And then he looks over to Ryan. Do you like that? My grandma just heard that. Do you like that?
But how much footage do they fucking rob us of this show? Like the show could have been good. What?
Maybe. Maybe this is an Are You the One situation all over again.
But yeah, him and Raya, maybe they would have been good together if he had just opened up and given her the right trial marriage. He could have helped her out.
There you go.
And everyone says this experience made their life better, but they would never do it again. And thank you, we do not need any of you on reality TV ever again, except for Roxanne and Antonio. Thank you. Bye, people. Not listeners, just the people on the show.
1,000 Patreon subscribers in a week, and I'll put a sounding rod.
I've already done it when I was 12, so.
No, I'll do wax. I'll do wax all over the back.
No, you said it. 1,000.
1,000 for the sounding rod. All right. I do what I can for this podcast.
Yes. Speaking of Patreon, the Patreon is coming back this week. We don't have an exact date, but this week, Ultimatum Center, one special episode. We're going to be covering the social media of the cast members that has come out exclusively on our Patreon, patreon.com/realitywork. Reality Alert. Patreon.com/realityalert. Sorry, I haven't said in a long time. It's back. It's back. Starts at only $5 a month.
You're going to be happy you joined. We got a lot of stuff coming up after the altar. We got Love is Blind season 4.
Yes, but those are not on the Patreon exclusively. So this week on the just to be clear.
No, but we will be doing a Love Patreon Center. Content. We'll be doing an After the Altar Center. We'll be... Yes. Maybe there will be a Lords of Love in there somewhere. Who knows? Yes. So but we're going to be putting content out there on that.
Weekly content will now be on the Patreon. So each week will be a Patreon exclusive episode. So this week, an Ultimatum episode. And then we're going to cover Love is Blind After the Altar on the main feed. And then next week will be an episode covering the social media coming out from the cast members of the Love is Blind After the Altar cast. Very exciting. And then, September 22nd. Love is Blind season 5 comes out. Very exciting.
Is it 5?
It's 5.
Oh my God.
5. 5 seasons.
This is crazy.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know.
Right? What city is it this time? Do we know that?
I don't remember. I don't know. Sheboygan.
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 Wonderful.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see everybody really soon. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.